And welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime, and we are in the midst of Hispanic Heritage Month. With me this afternoon, Dr. Kathleen Bombach and Coach Jaime Chavez, both from the El Paso Community College. Welcome back to El Paso Primetime.
Oh, thank you.
Dennis, good to see you.
There is so much that's happening over at the Community College. Let's go ahead and jump right on in. Kathleen, if you'd like to start.
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of events at the college. On Tuesday, September 27th, we're honoring veterans, especially Korean War veterans, but veterans of all wars. We're doing that at the Valle Verde cafeteria between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And everyone is welcome. There'll be light refreshments, and we'll have a chance to honor those veterans. We will have veterans there who will talk about their experiences. So it's going to be a real highlight. Now, we're doing read-ins on the campuses where we invite people to come in and read from their favorite Hispanic writers. And those are very popular with the students. We do them during the day. The one at Valle Verde is on October the 5th from 11 to 1. Our big event of the year is our mentors' dinner, which is October 14th. At our Central Services Center, Administrative Services Center off of Viscount. That is the only event that actually costs $25 to cover the meal and the scholarship money that we raise through the event. But we're going to have some real notables who will be honored at this event, one of them being Dr. Diana Natalicio.
Oh, wow.
For her contributions to Hispanics in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
They are major. She's been such an important figure, and not just for UTEP, but for the whole community.
Yep. She's been recognized as one of 100 most influential people in the United States, amongst other things. You know, and trying to get UTEP recognized as a Tier 1 facility is really, that's such a hard road. And if people only realize what it takes on a daily basis to be able to get that done, they'd appreciate Dr. Natalicio even more. Coach, you were going to say.
Look at the changes around the university, and we have more doctoral programs and master's programs, and it means that UTEP is really going in a strong direction. It always has,
mm-hmm. But
getting even stronger in education.
And it feeds right back into the community college mission of making sure that everyone gets an opportunity to be able to forward their life, their careers, their dreams into reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a huge number of my students, percentage-wise, plan on transferring to UTEP when they finish at the college.
Mm-hmm.
And they find the college kind of a nicer place to start, but then they're real eager to come on to their UTEP classes where they really get going in their majors. And UTEP's wonderfully welcoming to the students. We're also going to be honoring David Carrasco, who was the director, the founder, the creator of the Job Corps Center in El Paso, one of the highest-ranking job corps in the United States.
And David was a tremendous influence to the youth here in El Paso, and his legacy continues, and it's an honor to – we have never forgotten David Carrasco. That's why we're going to honor him posthumously
mm-hmm. At
this mentor's dinner.
Being a mentor, especially in the Hispanic community – over the last 40 years, I'd like to say, being a mentor really has meant a lot to folks in our realm, in education, academia, and in professional careers everywhere. It starts with a mentor who takes pride in helping a student understand where they got to go.
Mm-hmm. We're mentors. We're role models. We are very important in the lives of our students, just as David was so important in the lives of the individuals that went into the Job Corps program,
mm-hmm. Which
rescued a lot of young people who perhaps were going the wrong way, but wanted to straighten out their lives, and Job Corps gave them that opportunity.
It's a wonderful story. Both of you teach. Both of you have reached out over a period of time to students who, quite frankly, unbeknownst to you, could have been very much in danger of deciding not to pursue anything academic-wise. And if it hadn't been for your talents, possibly they would not have been so far-reaching and achieving as they are now.
Yeah, it's a major responsibility to make sure that what we do is helping the student move ahead to develop as the human being they are and want to be, and not to do anything that turns them off to the process.
Mm-hmm. It is said that teaching is it's a calling. It's a vocation similar to, say, for example, law enforcement, the ministry, nursing, jobs of that nature, professions of that nature. And it grows on you, and it comes from the heart, it mm-hmm. does, teaching.
When both of you started teaching, did you ever in your wildest dreams even think who you would be touching and how far-reaching your teachings would go?
No. I started at UT Austin, and I was very young, younger than a lot of my students. And no, at that age, I didn't think about it. But as I've grown older and developed, I'm really aware of that, how just one wrong word can turn a student completely off and confirm all of their negative ideas that they are in danger of having about themselves, and how important it is that we be good role models and that we mentor students.
I've never realized how much they've depended on you and look up to you. Even when the semester's over, they've moved on, they've become lawyers, engineers, and they say thank you, Mr. Chavez, for this or that and your recommendation, and I'll always remember you. And it says something.
Yeah, now at the Mentors Dinner, which again we're promoting, people can go to the community college website and purchase a ticket. They won't be able to purchase them the night of the event, however. Mm-hmm. They need to purchase them in advance, or they can go on campus to any cashier and purchase a ticket. We're going to have a keynote speaker who is a favorite of mine, Victor Villaseñor, mm-hmm. who is a well-known writer. I read one of his books last year and enjoyed it thoroughly. I read Burro Genius. And I'm really excited about having Mr. Villaseñor come to visit us.
An incredible talent whose writings actually have touched more people than I think even Mr. Villaseñor has ever wildly imagined when he first put pen to paper on that particular book, or any of his writings, to be honest with you.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and several of his books are memoirs of his growing up in California on a ranch, and his troubles in school. He was dyslexic and no one recognized it. And he was failed third grade, mm-hmm. was going to fail fourth, but his parents figured out how not to do that. And he had a lot of trials and tribulations with going to school, plus the discrimination against him because he was Mexican-American. His parents came from Mexico. And even though his family was financially doing okay, he still experienced a lot of discrimination and prejudice in the schools because he was Mexican-American.
Mm-hmm. I get that. As we've been rolling through Hispanic Heritage Month this year especially, some of the things that I've noted about being Hispanic and being in the business of broadcasting is how Latinos still have a long way to go to be equitable in terms of roles inside television and radio. However, when you have people like Robert Rodriguez, who creates his own network, El Rey, and then brings along a number of other people like Quentin Tarantino and Benicio del Toro and all these other people, and they've created a market of independent filmmaking, and have also created a niche in independent filmmaking in the Hispanic markets to be able to portray the positive role model rather than what Hollywood had been doing over the years. To me, that's incredible. And then when you look at the works of people like Mr. Villaseñor, when you look at the accomplishments of Mr. Carrasco, Dr. Natalicio, and I mean, the list is so huge.
Yes, it is. And I'm very excited about the Mentors Dinner this year and how, well, first of all, I'm very excited to see Victor Villaseñor, but also to honor Dr. Natalicio, to honor David Carrasco, people that are so important in El Paso and the changes we've undergone in the last 30 years in El Paso,
mm-hmm.
who've done so many things to improve the community and to create opportunities for young people that they might not have had before, that I'm just going to be in awe at their presence. We won't have David with us. That's the sad part. But we will have Dr. Natalicio, and we'll have Victor Villaseñor.
Right. And it's one of the things that when we look back at the whole history of Latino history inside the United States, inside Texas, inside El Paso, inside our community, when you look back at all the people who have touched us and who have lent a hand, to me that makes the whole process of heritage recognition, it makes it really special. You know, we do it for African Americans, we do it for Hispanics, and the reason why is because oftentimes people in our own cultures will overlook what we've done.
Very true, very true. I use a lot of Chicano literature in teaching my English classes, and usually it's the first exposure students have had to Chicano literature. And they aren't even aware that there is such a thing, mm-hmm. and that it reflects their heritage. And reflects the lives that we lead in El Paso or all along the border or even in Hispanic areas and places like Chicago. And it's quite an eye-opener. They go, wow, we have this body of literature that reflects us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of good writers with a lot of pertinent messages, not just about our culture, but everybody and life mm-hmm. in general. I do want to mention that you could, if you want more information, you can contact the diversity programs at EPCC. The number is 831-3324, and it is the diversity programs that sponsors a Hispanic Heritage Celebration at EPCC. We've already started. We started on September 16th, and mm-hmm. we'll run through October 14th with the Mentors Dinner. So we have a lot of activities and fun for everybody.
A unique way to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month is that Mentors Dinner. I'm really curious about that, just simply because it brings an entire community together to break bread, network, to talk about the good times, to remember all the great people who have crossed everybody's paths. Now, we're not talking just Hispanic. We're talking about this whole community. And I think you guys have really hit on something key. Having a dinner like this in order to not only present scholarships, to raise money for scholarships and to raise awareness about mentorship, but to really and truly thank the people who have been before us, who have said, we got to keep moving on, move forward.
We should get Dennis to speak. With that being said, great perspective, Dennis, to speak at one of these dinners.
I'm so true.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, that's later. For now, though, I mean, we're looking at something that's really marvelous. The Mentors Dinner is, again, what date?
October 14th. It will be at the Community College's Administrative Services Center, which is located right off Viscount.
Okay.
And tickets can be purchased online or through any of our campus cashiers. And we really encourage people to get their ticket early because the event is usually packed.
I'm sure. This is probably going to be one of those, by the time you get to next year's dinner, this is going to be big. I mean, just enormous. And I hope so. I really do. That raises awareness in the community and puts people into the proper perspective.
It's a great way to spend a Friday night.
That's what I'm thinking. Speaking of your Friday nights, you know, you've been known to do a whole lot of Friday night football, high school football and whatnot. And one of the things that strikes me about Hispanic Heritage Month are the number of NFL coaches who've been Hispanic. Tom Flores comes to mind out of the Raiders, who actually took his team to the Super Bowl. And
as did Ron Rivera recently, yes, with the Carolina Panthers.
Absolutely.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
So when you reach out to a student who is still questioning their own heritage, I mean, there are so many different role models you can point them to and say, listen, this is who you need to reach out to and see if they'll nibble just a little bit, just to talk to you and see where you want to go.
I say talk to your parents, the youngsters who are sometimes they question their heritage. They want to know something about it. Where did I come from? Talk to your grandparents. And I've heard students get some insights from the grandparents about culture, the past, and where they are now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all want to know where we fit, where we belong. And I, for example, have students do interviews and then write an essay on their interviews of a family member, usually a senior family member. Where did my family come from? Where did we come from? How did we get to El Paso? We all got to El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get to El Paso? What was our pathway as a family?
Unique stories and a pretty doggone good way to start thinking in terms of memoirs, oral history, and just writing a book just for yourselves to do it. It's a great way to go. So all of this information for Hispanic Heritage Month, including the mentor dinner, the website again?
www.epcc.edu. Very easy to remember.
There you go. And the phone number would be?
It's 831-3324. That's the Diversity Programs Office at EPCC.
Very nice. Well, I wish you a lot of luck with the Hispanic Heritage Month. I would love to go to the Mentors Dinner, so I know the website, and I can probably break out of here maybe about 4:35. I do dress up nicely. I clean up well. But I'm really
I believe
curious.
It. You know, he's modest, you know.
Yeah, well, we'd be very happy to have you come. Yeah.
Oh, bless your hearts. Well, I thank you very, very much. Kathleen Jaime, thank you so much for coming in and sharing information. All that information will be up on our website, ktep.org.